Yo, good people, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the Q-Zone for Reality Podcast. If you're new to the podcast, let me go ahead and introduce myself. My name is Qua Wayne. Qua, Q, Q, Weezy, K, Weezy. Call me what you want. Just don't call me late for breakfast. Oh, and we made it through another week and another weekend. You gotta feel accomplished in some way, shape, or form. I know that these weeks and these coming times have been hard, and you know, we're just going through it, everybody on every end. But you gotta give yourself some grace for making it through, and give yourself some grace for being able, and to continue to be able and willing. You have to give yourself some grace, because you need it and you deserve it. And remembering that, you know, we don't have to settle for, we just have an understanding of what is maybe in our reach or what is out of reach, and we move accordingly. But it's not to make us feel bad because we weren't able to, you know, bring something to fruition. It happens. But again, we made it through another week and weekend, preparing ourselves for this next week, because that's what's most important, is moving forward and living in the now, being honest with yourself. You know, before we get up in here, for those who are new to the podcast, welcome. I do appreciate you. Get your listening ears on. Let's have a conversation. You know, if you like it, go ahead and follow. Stay tuned in. Get notified when new episodes drop. You know, if it's not to your liking, it's all good. But maybe you can share it with a friend or family or peer. That might resonate with it a bit better. All love at the end of the day. For those who are returning, I appreciate you. You know, the kind love that I have for you guys who are avid listeners. I do appreciate it, truly. Now, before we get started in this podcast episode, I just want to take a moment and take a breath. Oh, yeah. There it is. I hope that felt good. Because that felt good for me. All right, let's get into it. Now, if you read the title, you see it. Are you a presenter? You know, are you one to put on a presentation in your everyday life? But we know there's a lot that goes into it, right? It's more than what catches the eye. All right, if you're a presenter in your everyday life, right, it's like it's fake, right? It's being fake. Right, being fake to others, being fake to yourself, being fake to your boss or cohorts or whatever the case is, because of what you might be dealing with or what you might not want to deal with. But being fake to others can have many negative effects, right? I mean, over time, fake behavior can lead to maybe feelings of guilt, confusion, and anxiety. And there goes that word, anxiety. Right, that feeling of fear, dread, or uneasiness that can be a reaction to stress, right? You might feel guilty about or because you're lying to yourself and to others. You might also feel anxious because you're afraid someone will realize you're not a good actor. you know, faking with friends or acquaintances can backfire and leave you feeling lonelier, right? It could keep you in toxic relationships because you might convince yourself you don't deserve to speak up. You know, when you're constantly faking happiness, that can lead to emotional confusion. It can misrepresent your true emotional state, which can influence others to interact with you in unhelpful ways. It can, you know, if you're faking the happiness, it can get in the way of the mental health help and support that you need. All right, when you're faking happiness at work, that can lead to an increased heart rate, which can indicate a higher psychological workload and lead to cardiovascular problems, right? You might not even know. You might could have a heart attack. All right, could faint. Right, it's just important that you understand that this is not a good route to be in. You know, those who play fake, they're insecure or have low self-esteem. You know, and people with low self-esteem tend to think that others are better than them, but they're usually overly critical of themselves. You know, that old saying goes, fake it till you make it. Or in other words, pretend to have a quality or attitude until you actually do. You know, the idea is that by acting as if you may have the confidence and the competence or the optimism you want, you can eventually internalize those qualities and achieve your goals. But when you have to be dishonest with yourself, because the more dishonest you are with yourself, the less you'll trust yourself. And it's really important to sit back and understand that you don't have to fake it. That presentation that you put on day after day after day, right? And it's unfortunate because the world has turned us into something that we're not. Everything can revert back to social media, right? Where it's been allowed to compete, compare, and modify as you see fit. But a lot of people run to the socials to promote goodness in the moment, and as soon as the cameras go off, right, they're back to their normal selves. It's just tough, you know, because their normal selves are usually anxiety and depression. You know, they're not happy within, and that's the unfortunate part about it, is everybody wants to fight it. But, you know, an even more isolated thing that is even more detrimental would definitely have to be your close friends and family, right, who see you show up like this, who see you fake it, right? Who see that and don't say anything. They allow it to happen just willy-nilly. That right there is unfortunate. Because you know that friend, right, in third person, they know what's going on, or at least somewhat of a story of what's going on. But instead, they just sit back and allow you to fake it. I mean, it sounds good, right? Allow them to say whatever they want to. But that's not how it should work. Allow them to think however they want to. It's a free country. Well, I mean, that's not how it should go down. You know, I just think it's important for people to understand and lock in that being fake doesn't serve you. There's negative effects to it, and it affects, yes, you guessed it, your mental health. And let's be clear, that's a heavy burden to have to carry. No one should have to do that. But it happens. And so, what do? Is there much that we can do? I'm going to tell you right now, I don't have all the answers. Right? But as friends of friends, I think there's room for constructive criticism. Right? No insults. Just some pure conversation. I think that's very doable, and I think that's very possible. But some people have been living in this fake for so long, pretty much all their lives, into their adulthood and after. And it's hard to shake. I get it. But you got to be able to do it. You need the help that you need. Seek therapy if it's something. If it's not for you, it's not for you. But therapy is a place that does aid and help in whatever area that you need help in. You know, I go through grow therapy. Grow. And so, you know, look it up. Filter through why you need a therapist and take a look at it. I just think it's important for us to accept and acknowledge the things that we do, the things that we suppress, and the things that we unconsciously do, but with great intention. I mean, that was a mouthful, but yeah, it's a lot. But you know, the heavy detriment in that is that if there are friends and family who do see that, have seen it, have acknowledged it, and then they may also be presenters, right? Or fake artists, because that happens as well. And it's honestly probably where they got it from, where he or she got it from, right? Presentation is a huge thing. A lot of these things and some of these things also come from, right, trauma. A lot of these things may come from childhood experiences, and that's okay, but we have to accept what we're doing. We have to acknowledge it, and we have to make our moves to be better. And that's by turning off the presentation. Stop being a presenter. Be an authenticator. Be your authentic self. Right? You got to remember. Yeah. You don't have to be dishonest with yourself. Because the more dishonest you are with yourself, the less you'll trust yourself. So you have to get comfortable with being a little uncomfortable. And your family and friends have to also be comfortable being able to be transparent and the awesome person that you are or could be, the potential to be. Fake doesn't do it. I just hope that you guys know that. Oh, yeah. All right, good people. That's my time for this one. You know, I appreciate each and every one of you guys again for tuning in and just rocking with me. If you want to find me on my socials, I'm on Instagram, Mr_DEFILS. Go ahead if you need an ear. You already know what to do. Go and get me. But again, I appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in. Until the next episode on the Q-Zone for Reality Podcast, I'm out. Q-Zone for Reality.